This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention, and joining me is a star finalist in agriscience, Taylor Runyon from the Oklahoma Association FFA. Well, you've made it to convention as a finalist, so congratulations. And what is your record book area?
It's in agriscience and proficiency. So I tested like bean and tomatoes.
Very interesting. And as you continued your research, what year did you start this program in, and how have you continued and broadened your horizon in the area?
I actually started when I was a freshman in high school, which was around 2007. Sorry. And it's just really taken off from there. I've got some just a great support system. I had some awesome doctors that I worked with, and it just took off.
And as you continued your research and your record book, you couldn't have made it this far without some support. So who are your FFA advisors?
Bart and Michelle Harper and Bailey Platt.
I'm sure they're very proud of you, but I know some individuals that are probably especially proud of you as well. So who are your parents?
Carl and Mickey Runyon. My mom is here actually with me, so she is ecstatic. She's loving every minute of this along with me, and it's pretty awesome to get to share it with her. And then my grandparents are here. So it's pretty great just to be here with them. Both my brothers were actually supposed to come, but one of my brothers is a cop and had to work, and then my other brother is a professional bullfighter and is in Las Vegas fighting for the PBR. So I understand them too not being able to come, but I'm still talking to them. They're always saying, you know, congratulations, you know, we're so proud of you. So my support system's pretty awesome.
It is truly a family affair, and since your family is here with you at convention, what part have you guys enjoyed together so far that has been your favorite?
Really just everything. They've been treating us literally like stars and royalty, and it's just been amazing. Really, kind of, we just enjoyed it all, from the breakfast luncheon to, like, the luncheons, and it's just been awesome. We've enjoyed it all, just spending time together, and it's another experience that we've got to share.
And as the theme of this year's convention is grow, how have you grown personally after experiencing your supervised agricultural experience?
I have grown tremendously just in just as a person and my confidence wise. I don't think if it wouldn't have been for the FFA and being able to grow in it, I don't think I'd be sitting here with you right now talking to you. I really don't. It's really just helped me with skills that I share every day in my life, from talking to people, to doing homework, from time management, and it's just really helped me just grow as a person.
Many life skills that you have gained, and has this directed you in maybe a specific career pathway, and what university are you pursuing that at?
I am actually playing college basketball right now for York College, Nebraska. It's pretty shocking. People are like, how are you handling this? Well, I'm living the dream right now. I get to do two things that I love, agriculture and basketball. But I'm actually going to York College, Nebraska. It's a Church of Christ university, and it's right now I'm in the medical because I want to continue what I've done, and I want to pursue a medical career.
Well, congratulations, and definitely you've worked very hard to get this far, and you're a very, very, very busy person. So congratulations on being a finalist in Star AgriScience area.
Thank you so much for making the time for this. Thank you.